This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I love this topic. This is a topic that we're going to bring up today that is so meaty on so many levels that I would suggest you earmark today's show and let people know to come back and listen to this. This particular segment is profound, and it's based on what Michelle Obama said. And before I get into that, I want to talk, because I've been meaning to cover this. Michelle Obama said, this happened a while back, but it was, she was visiting Temple University in Philadelphia, speaking to high school students. The students are prepping for college, attending college signing day that she and other liberal celebrities attended. And Breitbart wrote that De Niro, Rebel Wilson, Bradley Cooper, Karlie Kloss, Ciara, Janelle Monáe, and Zendaya were all in attendance. And the event was meant to be about the students who would soon be transitioning into college. But the former First Lady had to make it about herself. She took to the stage and started building herself up. And here's what she said. Well, first of all, before I get to that, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Oh, man, we got a brand. My team's always, Kevin, you got to brand more. You know, I don't think I've mentioned my books in months. I have books, best-selling books. The Big Black Lies, available on Kindle. How I Learned the Truth About the Democratic Party. That's the second part of that book, The Big Black Lie. Then Sexy Brilliance and Other Political Lies, where I predicted the Muslim invasion and that what would happen if we let these radical Muslims into our system. And then the third book is Race Pimping, which is a guide for life. It is a conservative Bible. It should be, everybody should have that book the way the leftists have Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. The Race Pimping is a guide. I'm not kidding. I'm not even joking when I tell you this. You should all have a copy of this book. You should be getting this book out to your friends. Contact us and tell us. We'll be happy to tell you how to get them. I have far too many of them, according to my publisher. But that book is hysterical. It's a short, funny read, but it's worth it. Anyway, so KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And while we're on the subject of us, here's what we do. We solve problems. For example, we solve the problem of educating blacks on criminal justice reform. We solve the problems of Facebook being the only place you can go for social media. You can go to teapartycommunity.com. If you want to go understand criminal justice reform and get educated on it, go to usacriminaljusticereform.org/Philly. Or maybe it's .com. I'm not sure. But it's one of those, .com or .org/Philly. Again, solving problems, getting people to wake up and vote their conscience, vote the reality of their situations. But there's something that's bugging me. It's making me lose my breath in here. It's a smell. I've become very sensitive to smells, perfumey smells. I can't handle it. It takes my breath away. Anyway, and then what else do we have? Seeking educational excellence, where we are educating people about the ruse of college, the ruse of the education system, a system that fails more kids than it helps. A system. Let me tell you this. Here's an interesting statistic. When you go to college, the top group for graduation from college will come as no surprise. It's Asians. Okay? Asians graduate at 74%. 26% of Asians do not graduate college. Now, what do you think it is for blacks? I've already given you the number so you know, but only 40% of blacks graduate college. 60% do not graduate. And everybody else is in between. So 24% of it, 26% of Asians don't graduate, 60% of blacks don't graduate, and every other ethnic group is in between those numbers, between 26 and 60. Okay? That's the system that we have that takes these kids' money, their hopes, and their dreams and says, allow me to step on these for you. That's why we started Seeking Educational Excellence. And I hope that if you are a parent and you want to get involved in this fight, that you will go there and join us. Go to SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. We are starting chapters in every area of the country. Anyway, back to Michelle Obama. So she gets up on stage and she says, the only reason I'm standing here today is because I was where you were way back when. I was a kid who grew up on the south side of Chicago. I went to public schools my entire life. And when I decided to go, that I wanted to go to college and I applied, do you know what one of my college counselors told me? She told me, don't set my sights too high. Yeah, she told me that some of the schools I was trying to apply to, maybe they were too hard for me. Shoot. When Barack and I set foot in the White House, it was a struggle. There was a lot of people who told us that we weren't supposed to be in the White House, that we couldn't handle the pressure, that we weren't ready. So I'm telling you, they will doubt you today. They will doubt you for the rest of your life. But you will have some struggles, and that's okay. I'm not one of those doubters. I know that you have everything it takes to succeed. I know that you are me. And if I can be standing here as your forever first lady, then you can do anything you put your mind to. Your forever first lady. That's what Michelle Obama believes she is to America, is our forever first lady. Yeah, cringeworthy. Yeah, and somebody wrote, pump your brakes, baby. Because let me tell you something. You were first lady for 8 years, and you are no longer first lady. And you know what's so sad about this? We have a first lady who's a classy woman. Look, I'm not going to beat up on Michelle Obama. You can think about her whatever you want. I don't care. But her time is over. And she now says, I'm your forever first lady. Which is a disrespect to the first lady. Now, do you think anybody's going to say anything? It's kind of like that comment she made when she said, you know, I was suspect about Barack when too many white people doted on him. You know, they were fawning all over him. Was that considered racist? Nope. People brushed right over that. I mean, can you imagine Melania Trump saying, I was suspect about Donald when so many black people were doting on him? I think you get the picture. Anyway, we got more to talk about from Michelle Obama.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work. Sorry, I'm late. Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Last segment talking about First Lady Forever, Michelle Obama, what she said to a bunch of high school kids. I will be your forever First Lady. Well, I don't think most of America feels that way. I think a lot of people who liked Michelle Obama initially, I don't even believe that. I believe they tolerated Michelle Obama because they wanted to give her husband a chance, and he blew it. And I think Michelle Obama's popularity is a figment of it's a creation of the media, the fake news media, to make people believe she's popular. That she, people, don't on. I talked about it earlier in the broadcast. Make her your Democratic candidate and see how popular she is. Watch Donald Trump beat up on a black woman the same way he beat up on white Hillary Cankles. That's what's going to happen. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Let her run. It's funny. You have these conservatives out there. Kevin, I would be really afraid if Michelle Obama runs. You people have no backbones. Just make me sometimes. I just want to metaphorically grab you by the neck and slap you a couple times and say, stop it. Just stop it. Stop being such pansies. I don't know if that successful billionaire Donald Trump, who now has a track record of doing everything he said he's going to do, I'm not sure. 95% approval rating amongst Republicans. Highest ever. 95% approval rating. So here's what I'm telling you, folks. Every time Donald Trump gains a point with the Republicans, because it was in the 92 to 93, you can bet many, many more Democrats have come over. Yeah. They can't find a weakness, something to, beat into the armor of Trump. They've tried everything. They've tried kryptonite, I don't know, all the different things. They've used 762 bullets. They've used 50 cal. I mean, you name it, they have shot at Donald Trump, and he's like Superman, just bounces off. Boop, 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 boop. Nothing. They can't do it. And you're afraid. Michelle Obama, Oprah Winfrey. Yeah, two women that so don't want their past explored, they won't get anywhere near politics. You think, if I were Oprah or Michelle Obama, I guarantee you, you're not going to get my legacy ruined over a run for the presidency against Donald Trump. Because Trump and his operatives will find out you're dirty. And when he finds it out, he has no problem saying, yeah, there's a woman that did this. She did this. She did that. And he, believe me, this is a dude who's fought unions and the most corrupt people on the planet, these big city mayors, and he wins. Winning! Anyway, Michelle Obama was speaking about white flight. And this is, before I talked about her and being forever, first lady forever, which I think is pretty callous of her, pretty cocky to believe that if she thinks that people want her to be first lady forever, there may be some contingency of morons that want that, but the average Americans don't want it. She will be one of these obscure first ladies, except among black women, who will tolerate her for a while. But at some point, even that's going to go away. That'll tarnish. But she spoke out about white flight. And I swear, I could do 50 shows on this interview that she did. And here's what she said.
Moved from Martin Luther King Drive to 74th and Euclid because my mom wanted us to have access to then what were better schools. But unbeknownst to us, we grew up in the period, as I write, called white flight. Yeah. That is, families like ours, upstanding families like ours, who were doing everything we were supposed to do and better. As we moved in, white folks moved out because they were afraid of what our families represented. And I always stop there when I talk about this out in the world because, I want to remind white folks that y'all were running from us, because
this family,
yeah. This family with all the values that you read about.
Yeah.
You were running from us and you still running because we're no different than the immigrant families that are moving in, the families in Pilsen, the families that are coming from other places to try to do better. But because we can so easily wash over who we really were because of the color of our skin, because of the texture of our hair, that's what divides countries.
Artificially as well.
Artificial things that don't even touch on the values that people bring to life. And so, yeah, I feel a sense of injustice. And you know this when you're young. You know people are running from you. And you can see it. You can see it all of a sudden. Because we grew up with friends of all races. When we first moved in, Rachel Dempsey and Susan Yacker and I, you had friends of all races. We played together. There were no gang fights. There were no territorial battles. But yet, one by one, they packed their bags and they ran from us. And they left communities in shambles. So when you hear Theaster talking about those, the respect that's in community, that history that's there, especially in Chicago, especially on the South Side, we were a part of creating that history, and a lot of people walked away from it. They disinvested.
Disinvested.
And when we were little, we knew that was happening.
You could feel it.
You could feel it.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was the first lady forever, Michelle Obama, talking about white flight. And essentially, this is a treatise for saying you should feel guilty, white people, for abandoning black folks. Here's why you left. She took it personally. Our family moved from a black neighborhood to a white neighborhood. And you know what them white folks did? Them white folks abandoned us. What did she use? I can't remember what the term she used, but disinvested in us. So it was white people's responsibility to invest in black folks. Yeah. Her family moved to a white neighborhood. I would have said, well, hey, Michelle, why did your family leave the other neighborhood that it left? Who did you disinvest in? Don't you think that's a good question? Who did she disinvest in? Because I'm going to tell you something. Here's what's funny about this. Michelle Obama is too stupid to realize what she said. She's too stupid to realize it. She says, I don't know the locations or whatever. Correct me if I'm wrong. This is Kevin Jackson, 844-551-8255, kjradio.com. Correct me if I'm wrong. She says, my mother moved us because she wanted better schools. I don't want to get all racial here, but what she's saying is she took us out of black schools. She moved us into a white neighborhood so we could go to white schools. So, in effect, her mother disinvested in the black school system, took her good family, and moved it to the white folks' area.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With wildfires continuing to burn, California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is speaking about the ongoing power shutoffs throughout the state due to the wildfires.
We are also turning a corner, not just on the power outages, and we'll see that all clear is already in place in Northern California. So all PG&E has to do now is the hard work of investigating the lines distribution transmission lines physically.
House Republican leadership is reacting to the Democratic resolution that was passed, which moves the impeachment process into a new phase. Speaking at the Capitol, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says the impeachment process is a sham and there's nothing compelling to impeach President Trump.
So the Speaker should follow her own words on what bipartisan vote on that floor and end the sham that has been putting this country through this nightmare.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
White people, you are to blame for the radical ideas, the feelings of disenfranchisement and feeling of worthlessness that the Michelle, whatever her name you was it the family name that wasn't Obama, but now new First Lady forever, Michelle Obama, feels, the angst that she feels because her family moved from a black neighborhood to a white neighborhood and she expected everything to be the same. She expected that life would remain as it was when she moved from this black neighborhood that was full of blight and bad schools and her mother moved her to this white neighborhood. Let me let you hear it in her own words and we're going to dissect it.
Moved from Martin Luther King Drive to 74th and Euclid because my mom wanted us to have access to then what were better schools. But unbeknownst to us, we grew up in the period, as I write, called white flight. Yeah. That as families like ours, upstanding families like ours, you know, who were doing everything we were supposed to do and better, as we moved in, white folks moved out. Because they were afraid of what our families represented. And I always stop there when I talk about this out in the world because, you know, I want to remind white folks that y'all were running from us, you know, because
this family,
yeah. This family with all the values that you read about,
yeah,
you were running from us and you're still running. Because we're no different than the immigrant families that are moving in, the families in Pilsen, the families that are coming from other places to try to do better. But because we can so easily wash over who we really were because of the color of our skin, you know, because of the texture of our hair, you know, that's what divides countries.
Artificially as well.
Artificial things that don't even touch on the values that people bring to life. And so, yeah, I feel a sense of injustice. And you know this when you're young. You know people are running from you, you know. And you can see it. You can see it all of a sudden. Because we grew up with friends of all races. When we first moved in, Rachel Dempsey and Susan Yacker and I, you know, you had friends of all races. We played together. There were no gang fights. There were no territorial battles. But yet, one by one, they packed their bags and they ran from us. And they left communities in shambles. So when you hear Theaster talking about those, the respect that's in community, that history that's there, especially in Chicago, especially on the South Side, we were a part of creating that history, you know. And a lot of people walked away from it. They disinvested. And when we were little, we knew that was happening.
You could feel it.
You could feel it.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I love how that other woman just kind of coaches her. You know, like leaving, yeah, leaving, you know, and being, yeah, being, whatever she would say, that Michelle Obama would repeat it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I ended the last segment talking about, she's talking about disinvestment. Well, I have a disinvestment for her. The disinvestment of her mother from this black neighborhood to this other neighborhood. I don't know what this neighborhood that she left. It was a disinvestment. For the record, let's just be very clear. Whenever you leave a neighborhood, good neighborhood or bad neighborhood, let me explain something to you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. You've disinvested. See, that's the critical thing. You've made a decision. You say, you know what? We no longer fit over here for whatever reason. We don't like the schools. My job has moved me. I want to be closer to my job. I want to be away from the riffraff. I want to be in where I have more space. I want whatever. You make a reason to disinvest. There's no reason for anybody to make you feel guilty about disinvesting. Oh, and here's another little dirty secret. Shh, don't tell anybody. Most black people want to disinvest from black neighborhoods. Don't let them know that Kevin Jackson told you. But she's upset. She says, I grew up during white flight and these upstanding families moved in. Her family, people like her. She says, what she's saying is, look, we became my family. You're looking at the first lady forever. If they had known that I was the one moving in their neighborhood, would they have moved? Yes, they would have, Michelle. I know you think you're all that in a bag of chips. I know you think that fries come with your shake. But the fact is, those families were moving because it had nothing to do, here it comes, with you. She says, as they moved in, these upstanding families, white folks moved out, afraid of what our families represented. Running from us. She's like looking, pointing her fingers at her breast, like running from us, baby. At her chest. Okay, not her breast, but her chest. Well, that's where they're housed. They were running from us. We were no different from immigrant families. Oh, stranger, let's all clap. Woo! Immigrant, legal immigrant families, people, not illegals. Do you think Michelle Obama feels like illegals, like her daughters are bringing scabies into the school, refuse to learn another language, blah, blah, blah? Do you really think she wants to put that into the mix? And she says, it was easy to wash over who we were because of the color of our skin and the texture of our hair. Well, hey, let me give you some other examples of things that it could have been, Michelle. I mean, I'm just thinking out loud here. Thinking out loud, sitting high. And 17. Isn't that the song by Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud? Yeah, Thinking Out Loud. I'm just thinking out loud, Michelle Obama. But maybe white folks had already planned on moving out. Maybe by the time you and your family started moving in, they had already made up their minds. And maybe it was because the element that was coming around them was becoming radical. And they said, you know what? We don't like what we're seeing, so we're going to vote with our pocketbooks and we're going to leave. That's not racist. That's just somebody saying, I don't want to raise my kids in this environment. I think that's being a good parent. Anyway, she says, I felt a sense of injustice. She felt injustice. She felt disenfranchised. She felt little, belittled, nothing. She felt as if she was nothing because families decided they wanted a change of venue. That's why. It affected her. How dare you leave when my family's coming in? What hubris? What ego? How dare you leave? A sense of injustice that you would dare leave when my family's coming in. We're better than... Do you know who I'm going to become? Well, let me just tell you who you became, Michelle Obama. You became a U.S. citizen just like everybody else. I understand that your family, your husband, finagled his way to become president, but that doesn't make him bigger and badder than anybody else. And you, as First Lady, you're just a citizen who gets a title by virtue of something your husband did. And by the way, something he did poorly. She says, friends of all races played together. Does she seem like the person who really cares about all the other races, this ethnocentric racist herself? You think she cares? Here's what she says. One by one, and this is the part I really want to focus on, folks. One by one, they packed their bags. She says, left communities in shambles. Here's what's funny about that statement. This is how stupid Michelle Obama is. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. I'm just giving you the truth. This is how stupid this woman is. She's saying that without white people in the neighborhood, black people cannot run a successful neighborhood. The white people abandoned black folks, and so therefore black people didn't know what to do. What are we going to do? We ain't got no grocery stores. We ain't got no police presence. What are we going to do? Hey, let me give you a hint of what you might do, Michelle. You might build strong, black, beautiful neighborhoods that respect law and order, that respect one another, that don't allow the things that are happening in your city, the South Side and the East Side, to occur, where 78 people, as the president pointed out the other day, got shot over a weekend. Three of them were killed. Mostly in black neighborhoods. Black on black crime. And you don't complain about gentrification. Go look at what Spike Lee has to say about gentrification. Spike Lee doesn't want white people moving into black neighborhoods, but Michelle Obama's complaining about white people moving out of black neighborhoods. Well, which is it, black leftists? Because I would really like to know how you want to play this game. And what a slap in the face to the beautiful black people of the past who lived in segregated neighborhoods that were the safest on the planet, that had the finest schools that catered to the black culture in a way that has never been duplicated. What a slap in the face. Black people walking around and, you know, caring for one another. I dare you to go back and look at these black families and these black neighborhoods and see how things work. Go look at the black schools and the kids that we educated. Michelle Obama's comments were a disgrace to the black community. And Kevin Jackson pointed it out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joe Biden says that he asked Barack Obama not to endorse him for his run for president. Called President Trump an idiot for saying Russian the interference was a hoax. He was on 60 Minutes. And I talked about the other day about Joe Biden not doing a whole lot of interviews because Joe Biden is afraid of being found out that he has dementia. Hillary Clinton, we've already proven during this broadcast, has dementia because she seems to believe that she beat Donald Trump. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, the show that tells you the truth about things and sometimes the truth about yourselves. When you're a pansy, I call you a pansy. When you're a warrior, I call you a warrior. It's tough to be both, but you're trying. You're working hard. I'm trying to help you. That's why we're here. Public service, because we don't make any money in radio. Talking to my buddy Dan Bongino about changing that, because Dan's making a fortune. Now he's not returning my calls. That's not really true. He's busy, but we haven't been able to link up so he could finish talking to my team about how to get our podcast version of this show a lot more play. But you know what? I always say this. All in due time. The good Lord knows what needs to happen when, and I leave it up to Him. And for those of you who question, is Kevin Jackson a Christ follower? I am indeed. A very flawed one. And every time I make a mistake, God just tries to bring me closer to Him. And I fight. I'm like, no, Lord, stay back. Yeah, I'm not worthy, man. And He goes, it's okay, Kev. It's okay, buddy. You can come to me. Anyway, we deal in truth here. That's what we deal in. And sometimes it doesn't feel good. I've had to admit, I admitted that I voted for Romney. I proudly voted for Romney. I so feel so stupid. I still stupid for voting for Romney. By the way, Romney took a poll during one of his town halls. And he says, you guys think I'm being too tough on the president? And a bunch of hands went up. And then his comment was, you know, it just goes to show that we can still be cordial even though we disagree. That was the title of all of this. And the net of it was Romney says, I'm still going to be tough on him. I just wanted to know how you feel about me being tough on him. So what he's saying to his constituents is, I don't care how you think. I don't care how you want me to support the president. I'm not going to do it. Doesn't matter how good Trump performs, Romney's going to criticize him. I don't like his Syria policy, as if Romney has a better one. Hey, Romney, here's what Romney's telling you. I don't like his style in running for president. You want to know why? Because he won. Big crybaby. And I feel bad because I voted for that clown. I voted for that Mormon clown. That's what he's a clown. All Mormons are good, and you don't have to bring our religion into it. I'm not really bringing your religion into it. I just want to emphasize that he's different. I don't know a lot about Mormons. Here's what I do know about Mormons. They are good. They're very good people. The ones I've met, they're wholesome people. I mean, they do what they say. I met this kid. He's a Mormon. He comes to move furniture. Man, this kid worked his butt off. No, I don't want anything, Mr. Jackson. I don't want anything. I go, you're going to take it. You're going to take it. I'll put it in your car. Somebody's going to find this money I'm going to give you because you worked too hard not to get something. And he came over just to help. They're very, very, I mean, love that part of him. I don't understand the religion. I ain't saying anything bad about it. I'm just saying, Romney, all the religion that Romney has and the respect I have for the Mormon community, and he's blowing it. He's making me want to question what these people are about. And I've only met good ones. Maybe he's not a good representative. Maybe if you're Mormon, you want to give me a call and let me know, Kevin, he's not like us. He's not one of us. He's not really, you know, because my son got accused of being a Mormon because his new boss, this is years ago, said, you know, you're so industrious and you don't make any trouble and you're so smart. They thought he was Mormon. My son said, I ought to report you to HR. I'm Baptist. Now, he's non-denominational. But he joked with the guy. He says, what do you mean? You think are you a Mormon? His Chinese boss asked him, was he a Mormon? Because he thought he was an affirmative action kid. Because when he came on his team, everybody was touting how great my son's work was. And he was like, you can't be that good. And then when he found out that he was, he went into his office. He says, dude, are you really this good? My son's like, are you a Mormon? He's like, why? He says, because you're really good. You're not affirmative action. No, when you graduate magna cum laude from Wharton, you're probably pretty good at what you do. He's good at that. But I will be honest with you, my oldest son is a jerk. He's like he's got Asperger's because he doesn't have a filter. And I'm just telling you the truth about him. I've said it to his face. His brothers say it to him. He's a jerk. Smart jerk. But, you know, maybe he's like Romney. Maybe he's a Mormon. That was a good callback. Oh, man. So Joe Biden doesn't want Clinton. Certainly doesn't want Clinton's endorsement. Doesn't want Barack Obama's endorsement. Said, I ask him not to endorse me. Well, hey, Joe, good for you. Good for you. How's that working? By the way, I applaud Joe Biden for being smart enough to not get an endorsement from Barack Obama. That took some... That's the smartest thing that stupid, crazy Joe, creepy Joe ever did, was say, I'm not buying into the hype of Barack Obama. Yeah. Hey, white Democrats, white elitists, I'm curious, how are you going to get the black vote? Yeah. Let me tell you what they're planning. Let me tell you what Elizabeth Warren wants to do. It's not working. Elizabeth Warren, I talked about this, I don't know, about a week ago. Elizabeth Warren wants Gillum out of Florida to be her running mate. Here's the strategy. One, I'll have a black man working for me as vice president. That means the black people are going to get energized over the fact that he's that close. Now, I think she forgets that there's already been a black president. Maybe she just wants a full black president. That's number one. Number two, she believes that Gillum will help her solidify Florida. This is me thinking out loud. I think she believes Gillum will help her solidify Florida, a state that the Democrats, need like the flowers need the rain. Because I've been analyzing the states and who's doing what, because they're like, well, Minnesota may be in play, Wisconsin, they didn't think Trump was going to win, can he win that again, and Nebraska's in play, and of course there's Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, New Mexico, so, and I'm telling you right now, I think Trump wins all those states. He will lose California and Massachusetts and maybe Oregon, and that's about it. Uh-oh, what's that I see? Is that the ghost of Walter Mondale? Yeah. So, I believe in my heart of hearts Donald Trump wins in a landslide. But I saw an article, and it said something along the lines of Republicans worried about the GOP worries about losing Senate and House. Senate and House. Now, McSally, I saw this in Arizona. They say she's running against the lady that got shot. Remember that lady? I forget her name. Gabbard or something. She got shot, and her husband, who's an astronaut, he's running in Arizona, and they're saying he's ahead of McSally. That's because McSally sucks as a senator. I'd love to see somebody else run, but we may have to deal with that nonsense for quite some time. So we have that, and she's up for re-election. But let me tell you, I don't know what's going to happen with that. I'll be honest with you, because GOP in Arizona is in a little bit of disarray. But I think Trump's going to come and do a rally and help solidify Arizona. In fact, Donald Trump has been going to these purple states, maybe even slightly blue, New Mexico. I believe Trump will hold rallies in New Mexico. He's already done New Mexico, but he'll do Colorado. He'll do another one in New Mexico. And I could give you many others, that certainly Ohio, Pennsylvania, Florida, etc. He will, wherever the district is that he needs the votes, Donald Trump is going to come and he's going to solidify the votes and we're going to win in a landslide. I'm going to analyze it because I think we do need to know where these things are. But let me give you another little bit of sort of good feeling, okay? Let me give you a good feeling. There are people out there right now who are looking at the small slivers of voting, of a voting block in an area, and they are rallying around they are putting in a ground game that I'm telling you is second to none. A ground game, fundraising, and all these things are pointing to Donald Trump really having his act together. This is a guy who analyzed, who got the right people together. They analyzed how he won, how he almost lost, could have lost, and what it's going to take to win, and they have put something together that's going to be shocking to the people.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.